So in September, then 37,000 fans came to County Stadium in Milwaukee to say goodbye to Warren. Were you there?
Yes.
What do you remember about that?
They had us out on the field. That's when I met Hubble and some other greats. They had them come out on the field and sit and had Dad speak. They gave my mother a gift. They gave me a saddle. That was my first speaking effort.
What did you say?
I just said, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And shook the rest of the way through the ceremony.
You would have been how old then?
14.
14 years old,
yeah.
Right there. And you were speaking to 37,000 fans.
Yeah.
So
I have pictures of that whole event that I cherish.
They gave your father a planer and a joiner for his workshop. Was he quite a craftsman with wood?
He loved to work with wood. That's what he did a lot during the wintertime, either that or fixing fence on the ranch. He loved to be outside, and he loved to work with wood.
So he's on the ranch. He became a cowboy then, didn't he?
Well, he rode a little bit, but I wouldn't call him a cowboy.
Okay, he didn't get into that life.
No.
Did he wear cowboy boots?
Yes, and we worked cattle along with hands that we hired to work the cattle, and he was always involved in that when he could be home. So was I, and I grew up loving it, and I'm still doing it today.
He threw his first no-hitter in 1960 when he was 39. He pitched his second no-hitter the following year, and by the last two seasons of his career, he was the oldest active player in baseball.
Yeah.
He lost this distinction for a single day, September 25th, 1965, when 58-year-old Satchel Paige pitched three innings.
Yeah, Satchel was a character.
Were you around him?
I got to meet him when Dad was the manager of the Tulsa Oilers. Satchel was a traveling coach for the St. Louis Cardinals at that time.
Okay.
So he would come through Tulsa, and I'd sit and talk to him, and Dad and I would sometimes go to dinner with him and hear stories. He's an amazing guy. They say that nobody knows how old he was because the goat ate the Bible. They put it in.
You know, I collected baseball cards in the 50s, and I distinctly remember having your dad's baseball card. I don't know what the value of his card or others are today. Do you know?
There's so many. Yeah. His rookie card's worth about $120, something like that.
Okay, and that would have been the Topps company who put that out.
Right.
My mother threw all my baseball cards away. I suppose you heard that story 100 times. Did you collect baseball cards?
Well, let me tell you my story. When Dad would sign with Topps each year for their cards, they would give us a complete set of the National League. I was out on the field shagging fly balls, meeting these guys, talking to them. They didn't mean anything to me, so I started giving them to my neighbors. I put them on my bicycle for the spokes to flap them. I mean, I must have given away a fortune.
You did give away a fortune. You were so close to it.
Yeah.
And then quite young, too, to not realize these could be worth something.
Yeah.
He also was an actor, wasn't he?
A bit actor. He was in a combat series as a German.
Yeah, it was in 63, ABC TV's Combat, and the episode was called Glow Against the Sky, and he played a Nazi sergeant at that time.
It was out in Los Angeles, of course, and it went too long, and he was pitching that night, and he had to come to the ballpark in his Nazi uniform to get ready to pitch.
He broke his nose at one time, too, didn't he?
He broke his nose several times, I think the first in high school in football. I don't know the incidents in baseball, but he broke it several times. It was one of his dominant features. Other ball players used to call him Hooks. And it was one feature that just stayed with him, everybody made fun of.